Art, despite the fact that there are about 5,000 tickets still available for Sunday's game in Atlanta, you're saying do not discount this team. The Falcons are very good.
Yeah, the Falcons are in a lousy sports town. Atlanta just doesn't get excited about much. Back in the days when the Atlanta Braves were very good, they didn't sell out their playoff games. And the Falcons have had a history of one and done in the playoffs, so there's skepticism on top of that. This team won 13 games for a reason. They were the best team in the NFC. Doesn't mean they're invulnerable or impregnable, but it does mean that they're a very serious team with a lot of weapons that the Seahawks fans and certainly the players should not overlook. They've got to get that offense, which is very, very good, to sit on the bench a lot because this team is better than Washington. They've got a week's rest, and I see them being much more successful against Seattle than I did Washington.
One of the players you're really focusing on is Falcons tight end Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's been in the league for about 425 years, and he is still a stud when it comes to catching the ball over the middle and doing the right thing with it. He's one of the greats of all time, and that's going to be a difficult matchup. The Seahawks are vulnerable this week because Chris Clemons, their defensive end who led them in sacks, is out for the season with a knee injured on that crappy turf at FedEx Field in Washington. So they're going to rely on Bruce Irvin, the rookie first-round draft choice out of West Virginia, who has had a decent season but not a flashy performance that a lot of people expected out of a first-round draft choice. So a lot of pressure on him, a lot of pressure on the defense to control an offense, and the only way you can do that is by keeping that offense off the field.
So how do they do that?
By giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch every single play. I exaggerate, but that's almost what they'd have to do.
He's got to have a big game.
Yeah, this is really on Lynch, not so much on Russell Wilson, because ball control is everything, and you control the clock by running the ball. And Atlanta was only 21st in the league in rushing defense, so I think Lynch could have himself a day, especially since this will be indoors at the Georgia Dome where the footing is sure. And his ability to cut, his ability to move is equally as important as his ability to knock people over. And so I think he needs to have the ball 25, maybe even 30 carries so that Russell Wilson can pick his spots and just throw 15, 18 passes. Because otherwise, if Atlanta's offense gets on the field a lot, they're going to light up the defense without Clemons to a point where the Seahawks season could be ending.
Well, and the Seahawks are also without kicker Steven Hauschka, who's also injured in the Redskins game. So they have signed someone to take the place of Chris Clemons on the roster, and they've also signed a kicker.
Yes, they've signed Ryan Longwell, a Seattle native who was a kicker for 16 years in the NFL, 9 with the Packers, 7 with Minnesota. He is a well-proven guy who's 38, but he hasn't kicked this year. And so it remains to be seen how he's going to respond under pressure. I think they made a good hire, but it's still another vulnerability that the Seahawks have this week they didn't have last week. So I still think they're going to pull it out, but this is going to be much more harrowing, and there's not going to be any room to breathe, I think, Sunday in Seattle at all.
Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.